From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei has told the Iranian people that this past week's nuclear deal with the U.S. and its allies does not signal cooperation with the U.S. on other issues. He said, "We have no negotiations with America about various global and regional issues. We have no negotiations on bilateral issues." The Ayatollah spoke to Iranians today at Eid al-Fitr prayers in Tehran as the nation celebrates the end of Ramadan. He said the deal to end development of nuclear weapons in exchange for lifting economic sanctions is an exception to Iran's usual dealings with the United States. President Obama said today the deal to get Iran to stop developing nuclear weapons does, in his words, more than anyone has done before to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon. Iraqi officials say about 100 people were killed in a suicide car bombing in the country's eastern province of Diyala in one of the deadliest attacks so far carried out by the Islamic State militants. Medics say the blast on Friday at a marketplace in the mainly Shiite town of Khan Bani Saad also wounded more than 70. Many people had gathered in the marketplace to celebrate the end of Ramadan, women and children among the victims. Police in Nigeria say suicide bombers attacked an open-air praying area in northeastern Nigeria Friday, killing at least 13 people. It happened in the city of Damaturu. Officials say the bombings were carried out by an elderly woman and a 10-year-old girl. Militant group Boko Haram has increasingly used young women and girls as human bombs. This is VOA News. The shooting suspect in Thursday's deadly attack on U.S. military sites in the city of Chattanooga, Tennessee, spent 7 months in Jordan last year. Investigators are trying to determine if Mohammed Yusuf Abdelaziz made contact with any extremist groups while he was in the Middle East. FBI Special Agent Ed Reinhold is in charge of the investigation into Thursday's shootings.
We are exploring all travel that he has done, and we have asked our intelligence partners throughout the world to provide us with any information they may have concerning his travel and or activities while overseas.
4 U.S. Marines were killed on Thursday, several other people wounded, happened at 2 military centers in Chattanooga. Supporters of Egypt's outlawed Muslim Brotherhood group clashed with police in several suburbs of Cairo on Friday. Police are saying a number of people were killed in the scattered violence. We get more now from Edward Uranian in Cairo.
Amateur video showed small groups of young men throwing stones and shooting firecrackers at police outside Cairo near the Grand Pyramids of Giza. Police appeared to respond by firing tear gas. Egypt's Interior Ministry claimed that armed individuals fired live rounds at police from a bridge overlooking the street where clashes took place. VOA could not independently confirm the source of the gunfire. Witnesses say protesters were trying to block traffic on a main boulevard near the pyramids, but police prevented them from reaching the area. The Muslim Brotherhood group reportedly urged its supporters to demonstrate against the government to mark the end of Ramadan. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The patriarch of a powerful Philippine clan, the main suspect in a 2009 massacre of a rival family, as well as dozens of journalists, has died. Andal Ampatuan Sr. was in a government hospital where he had been in a coma after suffering a recent heart attack. Ampatuan, along with more than 100 other people, including several of his sons, on trial charged with multiple murder for killing 58 people, including 32 journalists, one of the worst political killings in the Philippines. United States and Cuba set to reach a milestone in diplomatic relations on Monday. Two countries will formally reopen their embassies, a move that is part of a series of recent steps to reset relations that soured more than 50 years ago. Reopenings are a combination of behind-the-scenes negotiations between Washington and Havana. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.